On this Wednesday, let's turn our attention to the weather forecast. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. It appears, Drew, that the summer is lining up to be interesting weather-wise. I'm thinking because we have dry conditions in the southwest, and then there are some unique conditions in the Canadian prairies. Can you tell me about both of those and what that might mean for the Midwest?
Well, you know, both areas need to be closely monitored, even though they're a long ways away from the key corn and soybean producing areas. The southwestern U.S. plains have been quite dry here for a while. We've been seeing a steady diet of 90-plus degree temperatures. In the northern plains, we've seen a notable expansion of drought conditions in eastern Montana and the western parts of the Dakotas, and that does extend northeast into the southeast corner of Saskatchewan and into parts of Manitoba. The concern here is for both of these dry areas, there's potential for them to merge together. That would be of interest for the Midwest, because what would happen if that were to take place is that it would make our summer ridge a little bit stronger. By putting dryness in the northern latitudes, it would help to make the top of the ridge stronger, which would then reduce the number of storms that could break through the top of that ridge and move across the northern and eastern Midwest, which was the expectation for the middle and latter part of summer this year. So keeping the dryness in place out there in the High Plains region is a concern in my mind. We're a ways away from that being an issue, because obviously the forecast right now for the heart of the Midwest is for rain, and we're going to finish out this month with an abundance of it. And that's so very important, especially in the western Corn Belt, because when we do get the ridge back, and it'll be back in July, I guarantee you, in the first week of the month, we'll see that ridge already pushing itself into the area. So if we get to the 1st of July and we have abundant moisture, a couple of things are going to be working in our favor. Number one, obviously, we've got a good cushion to take us through some of the drier weeks in August before there's any kind of serious crop moisture stress. So that's one plus. The other plus is that having abundant moisture when the ridge of high pressure comes back might actually help to keep the ridge from getting too strong over the Corn Belt. And the ridge will probably want to stay in those drier areas a little farther to the west. Well, that'll help reduce the potential for excessive heat in the western Corn Belt and may leave the door open for a possible periodic rain event across northern and eastern portions of the Midwest. But again, if we keep the droughty conditions up there in the northern plains and Canada's prairies, that may not work out real well. But regardless, the moisture abundance that we are going to obtain here over the next couple of weeks is going to be just so important for buying time for especially the corn crop. Obviously, soybeans, with them reproducing and filling later in the year, might still be a potential issue, and we'll have to watch that.
Other places around the planet that you've been watching?
Well, we're watching Europe and parts of the former Soviet Union still. There's no big crisis in either place right this moment, but there is a new ridge of high pressure that's going to be building up across Western Europe as we go through this coming weekend, and it'll broaden itself out over next week. Portions of France and Germany, as well as the United Kingdom, have been a little dryish at times during the growing season, and putting the ridge back over these areas will allow them to dry back down again. Now, if for some reason the ridge does not move out of the region after the end of next week, there could be a potential issue there for parts of Europe. So we'll watch that. Right now, that ridge is supposed to be transient and not be persistent in that region for more than 7 days. And then in the former Soviet Union, of course, the big issue there is that there's still some places in part of Russia that are running a little dry. It isn't critical, but that same ridge that I just talked about for Europe will eventually work its way into the western parts of the former Soviet Union, western Russia and Ukraine, and that will obviously accelerate drying in some of that region and could bring a little bit more of a dryness issue to that area as well. And then the last place that I really wanted to make mention of real briefly here is China. You know, for the last few months, getting information out of China has been just about impossible. But we've made mention a couple couple of times about bad flooding that's occurred over there. Well, the flooding that used to be mostly confined in southern China has expanded to the north now, and east central parts of China have had some crazy rain amounts here recently, and I believe their rapeseed and wheat crop were not completely harvested. If they were even halfway done, I'd be kind of surprised. And some of this rain probably caused some damage to both those crops. And in the meantime, there's more rain coming up next week that could harm some of the summer crops as well. So it'll be interesting to see. Unfortunately, I just can't get any information out of China to verify what the extent of the damage has or has not been.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated.